The Hour and Power of Darkness. Luke 22:53. When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched forth no hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. So shall all of God's children enter into the hour and power of darkness. If we will be like our Lord, there will be a time that we pass through this dark and gloomy hour. Especially the choicest of God's servants, who will take the rod and hammer and preach the words of life to a dark, dark world. They must be like their master and suffer in the hour and power of darkness. In this same chapter, it starts with the announcement of the coming Passover and the Pharisees wishing to kill Jesus. The lamb must be slain. Then we see Satan enters into Judas. If hell's forces could do it, they would use the children of disobedience to kill the righteous of the Lord in the hour of darkness. We see Satan entering into Judas. We see our good master, Jesus Christ, the altogether lovely shepherd of his sheep, ready to be smitten that the sheep should be scattered. The hour of darkness begins with betrayal. Is there anything more painful than betrayal? I think not. No one thing worse than mine own familiar friend lifting up his heel against me. The hand that should betray me being on the table with me. The one I took sweet counsel with and walking to the house of God with. I know not of anything more painful. But God's children must pass through the hour and the power of darkness. Is there anything more painful than the Son of Man being betrayed with a kiss? Betrayed with a sign of affections and love? Betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? Art thou well, my brother? Said Joab. Then the knife to the fifth rib. Painful hour of darkness. The time that evil will be able to unleash on you. Yes, I do believe God does allow it sometimes, so that we will learn the more to trust the Lord through all our trials. God may plunge his children into a time of spiritual darkness to try them to know what is in their heart, to show them he is the God of the valley as well as the mountaintop. O taste and see that the Lord is good, even in the dark. Cast not off your confidence. Our great high priest that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, who was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin, is well able to deliver us because he trod the steps before us. He paved the way before us. Trust him in dark and light, in the darkness and in the light. You will never know to trust him in the dark if you have never had the lights go out. Remember that this year, if you enter into times of darkness, don't forget that Christ is in the darkness with you. Don't forget that Christ is still there for you. Though you cannot see the sun, you may still feel its rays through the clouds. He trusted in his Father, and he raised him from the dead. So shall he raise you out of all the darkness into the glorious light of the Lord. So be prepared if darkness should come upon you, and you know not from where it comes, and you have confusion and do not understand it. Remember that God is the God of the valley, as well as the mountaintop, that he will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Though circumstances, though trials, as peculiar as they may be, you are plunged into, remember that Jesus entered the hour and the power of darkness, and he defeated it, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.